Grace to you in peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. For years, I can't even remember how I started this habit, but for years, I need to have a fan on when I go to sleep. Anybody else? Yeah. I need a fan on because it drowns out background noise, right? It becomes white noise that helps my brain shut off and so that I can sleep peacefully. So even if the house is freezing cold, I'm huddled under my blankets with the fan going. There are even white noise apps that you can put on your phone if you need to drown out the world a little bit. Our surroundings often become white noise as we're living in the day-to-day world. In 2008, our then bishop, Reverend John Schreiber, died unexpectedly, right about this time. He died in August. And so we had an interim bishop come in. And at that point, I had been downriver for almost 6 years at St. Philip. And Bishop Olson met with each conference as he got to know people. And so we were at a conference meeting, and he said, now keep in mind, this is like right in the middle of the recession, right? He said, I was driving down Fort Street, and I realized like how many businesses and empty buildings there are. How many, and the other pastors and I kind of looked at each other like, we haven't noticed that in a year. Because when you're driving, you just don't pay attention. It becomes so normal that you don't even notice it anymore. This week, the conversations that I've had with people have all focused around this fear of becoming numb to what's going on in the world. That it becomes just a background noise, white noise, if you will, and we become immune to it so that we don't even let our hearts get torn apart. And everybody I talked to said, I don't want to get numb. I don't want to be numb, but it hurts to feel the enormity of this pain. Now, we vaccinate. Let me back up. I've also this week been doing some ride-alongs with our fine police officers. It took me a while to get over myself because I couldn't figure out why they would want somebody distracting them from their work. And then I went with Officer Benson for the first one, and I hear Al Scrocky in the back of my head. He said, no, they want your company because it is mind-numbingly dull on this island. And he wasn't lying. It's boring in a good way. But each of the officers I have asked, how do you keep your heart from not getting hard? How do you decompress? How do you like not just become so jaded against humanity? Because they interact with people at some of the worst points in those people's lives. And every single one of them looked at me with this look like, I guess I've never really thought about it. Never thought about it. I don't know. And some of them would say, like, I go work out, you know, but it struck me that none of them had ever really thought about how to not get jaded, right? Anybody there? Like, how do I live in this world and still be sensitive and still respond and not let my heart get hard? We vaccinate our bodies against all kinds of things, right? I mean, there are some clearly who don't, but most people vaccinate their kids against illnesses, against tetanus and measles and mumps and rubella and tetanus and all sorts of things. So I started to wonder, is there a vaccine for our spirits? That is there a way that we can inoculate ourselves from becoming hard-hearted in this world? And Jesus actually gives us the answer tonight. He says, beware and keep watch. You know, this image he has of slaves who are waiting for their master to get back, this is like your dog waiting at the door for you to walk in. You know, does Zoe do that? Can she hear when you guys come home? Can yours yet? I know you just rescued her. Yeah. You know, when I was still married and Emily was getting ready to come home on the bus, our bloodhound at the time somehow knew that 4 o'clock was exactly when the bus was going to come. And she would just stand at the window, wagging her tail, watching. Watching for any sign of Emily. That, I think, is what Jesus wants us to do. To watch for God's return, for watch for God's inbreaking in the world as eagerly as a kid watches for Christmas morning. As eagerly as our dogs wait for us to come home, looking for any little sign. Any sign. God is not only in the world, God is the world. Have you ever thought how beautiful creation is? It doesn't need to be. In God's infinite power, God could have created the world in shades of gray and white. Can you imagine how boring that would be? But God gave us the beauty of nature. The beauty of nature so that we could experience God there. Raise your hand if you have ever said, I can worship God in nature. I don't necessarily need to be in a church. Oh, come on. Really? Some of my most spiritual moments have been walking in the woods, unplugged from my phone, and being aware of the creation that is around me. The kids kind of get irritated when I take them for walks, like at Gibraltar Bay or on one of the trails, because I make them leave their electronics home, I leave mine home, and as we're walking, I'm like, look at that pretty purple flower. And do you see that? That's a path that a bunny uses to get away from the coyotes. And do you see that? A deer has been laying down here in this tall grass. And look, there's a cardinal. Look, here, there's a woodpecker. All of those things are ways that God gets our attention and helps us to see him in everything. And that's one way that we can vaccinate our hearts, to be with people, to be with them and to just enjoy the creation that God has given us together. This afternoon, I rode with Officer Count, and as we drove past the police station, there was a doe and three fawns, and the fawns were frolicking. You know, they were totally Bambi, like leaping and jumping. And I looked over at him, and I said, you know, I know that people have a mixed relationship with the deer on this island. I said, but I really hope that I get so immune to seeing them that I don't see them anymore. I don't want them to become background noise, because that is a beautiful part of creation. Where have you seen the inbreaking of God this week? Where have you seen Jesus? There's a song by a newer Christian artist, Lauren Daigle. It's called Look Up, Child. And it's one of my favorite contemporary Christian songs. I won't sing it for you because I love you all. But the lyrics are basically, where are you now when the darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? And then I hear you say, look up, child. Look up, child. It's really beautiful, and it's a good reminder for us to not just focus our hearts on all that is bad, but to look for Jesus breaking in. For me, it was last night at game night, which you should really come. Last night we played kickball, and it was so much fun. At one point, I just stood back because I added no value to the adult team. It was adults versus kids. I just stepped back and stepped outside of myself, and I watched Chris and Alicia and Aaron and Matt and Keith and Drew and everybody just playing together. They were laughing and joking around and having such a great time, and I thought, Jesus is here. Jesus is in our midst. And I felt better when I got home. It doesn't make the bad stuff go away at all. But it reminds us that Jesus has already won this battle. The devil doesn't know it yet, but he has lost. And there's nothing in this world that is going to undo God's victory for us. On Sunday mornings, there's this adorable little girl. Her name is Reagan. She's about maybe 14 months. The kids are old enough now that I don't remember how big mine were at that age, but she's about 14 months. And my personal theory is that when a kid is able to reach out and want the host at communion, then I talk to the parents and say, do you want them to receive communion? So I talk to her parents and they're like, absolutely, because she had been reaching out. I wish you could be in my shoes when she comes up in her mom or dad's arms. She comes up, her eyes are bright and open, and she's got a smile on, and her hand reaches, and she takes it, and she pops it in her mouth. There's no daintiness. She is just overjoyed to get Jesus. She doesn't know that part of it yet, but she will as she grows. I want that enthusiasm for seeking the Lord for all of us. For all of us. So that we can see God in every piece of this world and vaccinate our hearts against getting hard. Amen.